Hi, I'm Dan Q, and you're listening to a podcast that nobody asked for, exclusively about things that only I find interesting. Today, I'm going to tell you a stupid joke about elephants. As usual, there's an accompanying blog post which you can find at danq.link/elephants. A stupid joke about elephants. You were probably taught that you can tell the difference between African elephants and Indian elephants by looking at their head and ears. The larger African elephants have a rounded cranium and big ears, whereas the smaller Indian elephants have a two-lobed skull and diminutive little ears that tuck tidily alongside their heads. If you're inside the elephant, of course, or you've got access to an extraordinarily large x-ray, you can also differentiate by counting their ribs. Did you know that African elephants tend to have 21 pairs of ribs and Indian elephants only 20? But suppose that you don't have an x-ray, and neither do you get a chance to see the front of the elephant as it goes past you. Is there some other way of identifying their species? Well, yes there is. You can look at the shape of their back. African elephants, it turns out, have a concave back. It dips down, whereas Indian elephants have a convex back. Sometimes it looks a bit like a hump. You could probably come up with some kind of mnemonic if you wanted, like African elephants back down when Indian elephants back up. Or perhaps you can come up with a better one than that. I was having difficulty sleeping the other night during the UK's current heat wave, so naturally I decided to practice my newfound ability to distinguish elephant species by looking at their spines. Indian, Indian, African, Indian, African, African, and so on. And then I came across a picture of an elephant with a flat back. What is this thing, I thought. Am I looking at an Indian elephant or an African elephant? African elephants have concave backs. Indian elephants have convex backs. So what does it mean when you see a flat elephant's back? Well, it turns out that's a grey area. You're welcome, / I'm sorry, for that truly stupid joke. As I said, I'm Dan Q, and you're listening to a podcast exclusively about things that only I find interesting and that nobody asked for. And you can read the blog post accompanying this episode at danq.link/elephants. Dan Q for listening. Dan Q very much.